Hello, this is Diablo Marcus recording an episode for Hacker Public Radio. I'm going to be recording this episode on GWAIC, as in Golf Uniform Alpha Kilo Echo. And that's the drop-down terminal emulator for the GNOME desktop. There's another one called YaQuake, or I believe that's how you pronounce it. It could be YaQuake, or whatever else you want to say, for the KDE software compilation. And that's spelled Yankee Alpha Kilo Uniform Alpha Kilo Echo. And they're both drop-down terminal emulators, so if that's hard to envision for you, basically what it is, you press a button, in my case F12, to drop down GWAIC, and it falls from the top of the screen, kind of like those old games in Quake, the first-person shooter, which I'm sure many of us geeks have known and loved, but it allows you to edit and use the terminal quickly, and then hit F12 and make it disappear, again, without having to bounce around between virtual desktops. And it has all sorts of other nifty functionality. For instance, you can have multiple terminal sessions in the same window and get between them just by pressing Control Page Up, Page Down, and Control Shift T to create new terminals. So at the moment, I have 7 terminals open in my GWAIC session, and I'm doing all sorts of different things. You can configure all sorts of different options with it as well. For instance, it can have all the fun transparency settings if you have those enabled on your desktop. You can have it, you can change the key that makes it drop down. You can make it show on top always or fall behind things. You can change the scroll back lines, everything that a regular emulator would have. But you can also change the colors, do some really fun things, such as making it always start up as a login terminal. So if you use lots of different user profiles, you can use those inside of GWAIC as well. Yeah, it has tight integration with the GNOME desktop, but I've used it on XFCE, OpenBox, lots of other things, and it works just fine. Probably pulls in some extra dependencies, so you should be aware of that at least. But I'd recommend trying it out, because it certainly can't hurt. At worst, you uninstall it, and you've seen something else. So if you're used to just using Xterm or something, I would definitely try out one of the other emulators. For what it's worth, I use Terminator as my other emulator, but I rarely ever open it anymore unless I need something kind of on the screen while I'm doing other things and don't want to have the drop-down transparent view. But I am not going to tell you how much time it saves me just to be able to hit F12 and have all my terminal sessions open and then make them go away and be hidden but still available if I need them. I've tried out YaQuake a little bit, and it works in GNOME fine. It works in KDE well. It integrates and kind of has a look and feel, but as someone who doesn't use KDE very often, I haven't really gotten into why YaQuake might be better. I believe the development's a little bit slower on it, but I'm sure if you are used to that software, it's better for you. But I would try out both of them, see which one you like better, and yeah, record an episode of Hacker Public Radio, because I know that Kent Allen's been looking for it, and if you can help him out, record a summer short like this one, that would be fantastic. This is my yearly episode, but I might even do 2 this year, because it seems like we're a little short. So good luck, happy hacking.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.